welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We got a good thing going on this time around, like we do all the time it's around. Great episode. Got Eurovision news, of course. Even though there is no Eurovision, there still is news. We got what's going on in the world today. What is happening with us? All that and more. And Rochelle's looking at a weird cord. She's wondering, what is that thing on Derek's desk?
Just one of more and many of your collection of wires.
I need them all. They're all very, very necessary.
Yep. Sure. Just keep them in your office.
All right. Tip, tap, tip. I'm firing on all burners right now.
I don't understand it.
It's the song, Rochelle.
How can you have so much energy?
It is getting me.
It's late at night. We've got two kids.
Who don't know when to stay in bed.
They just don't want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that we party when they're sleeping.
I know. That every single night is a party. At
the minute the kids go to bed.
At the Tip Tap Tip household.
I have to wait till past 11 o'clock to make popcorn, or else the boys will hear it and they'll wake up and come back downstairs again. Mm.
I know. I feel like I have to be like a ninja in order to do all the things.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least if you're in the basement, they can't hear you.
Sometimes I can. Like, these vents are tricky. Sometimes I remember one time or another, Bo's come down. He's saying, I can hear you through the vents or something like that.
Oh, well, that's probably when you were playing those online games with your friends.
Maybe. Yeah, we were also being very...
Via Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, that was fun. I think it was last...
That has been fun, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta figure out how to do that to myself. I don't know how.
What, how to have fun with yourself?
No, do those awesome... those that fun when we did the Zoom Jackbox game with Joel and various people last week.
Well, he probably bought them.
He has a system. He has a PlayStation 4.
But I think you could do it without it.
You can. Yeah, I can buy it for my computer.
Yeah.
I looked into that. That is possible. But they also do have it for the Nintendo Switch. Also possibility. So,
ooh.
You know, I'm making a case in my mind, Rochelle.
You are. I know you are. I know where this is going. This is like, how long have we been doing this battle for the Nintendo Switch? It's been
like
two or three years
seems
now.
Seems like it, yeah.
Since you have wanted it and Bo has wanted it, and I've convinced both you guys that it's not worth it right now.
Okay.
Because you can't download games on it.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to have two systems.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
It's kind of ridiculous. I'll continue to convince myself.
Somehow. I will continue to not.
Okay.
So far, I've managed to convince our son that his savings from the bottles should now go to a trampoline and not a Nintendo Switch, which I think is great because both the boys jump on the beds every single day. They jump on our couch. It's like, what's the solution to that? Trampoline.
Give him something which is designed to be jumped on.
Exactly.
All the time.
And every time we want to kick them outside, they'll actually want to go and they'll stay outside longer, which means more peace and quiet for us.
Okay.
See, you're really an investment in our own sanity.
Which, as a side result, also keeps the kid busy.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
the way that I'm looking at it. Both their birthdays are coming up.
Wheels are turning. Wheels are turning.
I guess a good idea. Especially now, but all the playgrounds are closed. Like, I didn't really, really think that was going to be that big of a deal. But it sucks. Try going on a walk with your children every single day, and every time they see a playground, you're like, no, you can't go there.
I don't know, till whenever.
Oh, it's brutal. And there's a new playground. We walk past a brand new playground by his friend's house. They've never been on it before. Can they go on it?
No. Nope.
Nope.
Might get the COVIDs.
Three-year-olds do not like that.
I tell them it's broken. I tell them it's broken. I'm like, I can't go in. It's broken.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our oldest son is too smart to know that.
I know, but like, I try and put it in terms of that.
For the three-year-old.
For the three-year-old. Bo knows what's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still in pandemic, still having fun in the pandemic, having a fundemic, maybe.
Well, today was kind of nice. I feel a little bit more human today because I cut and colored my own hair.
Yes.
Which I do all the time. And this is not just because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because I used
to very good.
Be a hairstylist and I used to own a hair salon. And, you know, you just figure out how to do your own hair because even when you're in the salon, working in the salon, sometimes all the other stylists are busy. You don't have any clients. Your hair looks like shit. You have all the tools right there.
Yes.
And then you just do it yourself and you figure it out. So
it's all with mirrors, right? Is that how it works? How do you do it? Or do you just use like
brains? You just use your brains.
Use the force. Use some sort of, it's like muscle memory. You just kind of know where to cut, right?
No.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? It's all combing and angles.
All combing and angles.
Yeah. Combing the hair out to the right angle.
Yes.
And cutting it at the right angle. And then it works. Well, yeah. And also using multiple mirrors while combing.
Mm.
It's very hard. I thought, you know what? I'm going to help people out during the pandemic and I'm going to make a video of this super awesome haircut that like I've basically been doing.
Yes.
Similar sort of rendition of a layered bob that sometimes I do it.
Okay.
Shorter in the back, longer in the front. Sometimes I do it crooked. Different renditions of that bob. I know how to cut it myself.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, maybe I'll make a video so other people can do this at home too. Instead of doing really bad haircuts.
They can do great haircuts.
They can do better haircuts.
Better haircuts.
But then I was like, you know what? This is like, to me, it seems easy.
Yes.
And if I was explaining it to another hairstylist, it would be easy.
Yes.
But if I was explaining it to someone who has no idea how to cut hair at all, it's not really that easy. Because gotcha. I watched a YouTube video where this girl was cutting her own hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awful.
What haircut did she give herself?
So bad. The way that she was combing, the angles she was combing it out at, and then the final result was like, it doesn't look like you did anything actually at all.
As far as guys' haircuts are concerned, other than just like, you know, putting on the number one clip and just doing that, is it easier for guys to cut their own hair and anything other than just like just buzzing it?
No.
Okay.
No, a lot of guys think it is, but it's
like I could not give myself a fade.
You could do a bowl cut. It's just it's easy to take the clippers and have the guards on it, right?
Yes.
And you could do that. But then when it gets to the point of it being longer, like around where your head shape changes in curves.
Yeah.
That's where everybody's going to mess up.
Mm.
Because they'll cut it on top. But then if you want to try and blend it to the sides, that's the tricky part. Because you can't have a guard with that.
No.
And you can't just cut straight across with that.
Fades are basically somebody else has to do it. Like when they're fading.
Yeah.
When they fade up from.
When they blend.
Blend.
Yeah. But even so, like some people, you know, some people have really tricky things in their haircuts, like whirls and cowlicks and super straight hair and or super curly hair. Like it's really some people might be able to do it because their hair is the easiest kind of hair to cut. Like there's nothing challenging with it. But
I think I said this last episode, but I think coming out of this pandemic, people are either going to have really, really, really short hair or really, really, really long hair.
Yeah. And I think the good thing about it is that people are really, really, really going to appreciate their hairstylist. And if they have tried to cut their own hair and they've butchered it, they're going to be very grateful for their hairstylist and they're going to realize how hard of a job it is.
Well, I think those are going to be opening up fairly soon.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about opening up the Skilling basement because it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, that's true. It is true. Yeah. Like
without some cuts. Without
some cuts. Yeah, like there's a.
You should do outdoor haircuts. People would probably be into that right now.
Yeah, they would.
I know. I used to cut hair outside. It works okay as long as it's not too windy.
Yeah.
And as long as the customers are not drunk
okay.
And have just broken up with their boyfriends.
Is there a story here? Like I feel like there's these details.
These are situations that have happened to me. We used to do this thing from my salon. We used to do hot half price haircuts.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And my salon was on 17th Avenue. So there's so many bars and pubs. And then we do it on the Saturday. People would go out, get day drunk. They'd be walking past the salon, the chairs out. And they'd be like, well, this is so fun. And then they want to get their hair cut. But sometimes if they're really drunk, it's really not a good decision to make.
So what happened, for example?
Well, this one guy was really drunk and he kept on trying to hit on all the young girls that I hired to help out that day.
Yeah.
And then this other lady, she had really long hair. She had just broken up with her boyfriend and she wanted to chop it all off. And
is that
just a change, right? You just want a change, a fresh start, a new you.
I don't want to call it a cliche, but is that like, I've heard about like that people just like, I just want to change, just cut off all my hair. You know, like after a breakup. Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And they all get like pixie cuts. Like, I feel like a new woman. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Or sometimes, you know, somebody has long hair for a really long time and then they just all of a sudden they're just like, cut it off.
I just need that change.
And sometimes it's very difficult because you're like, holy cow, you're like, you haven't cut your hair in 10 years and you want me to cut it all off.
I feel like there's a certain amount of responsibility on your end. It's like, wow.
You double check, you triple check.
Yeah,
this is for sure. You have thought about this. Do you want to start doing it gradually? Like, I mean, some hairdressers might just jump into it, but I don't want to have a crying lady in my chair. So
have you ever had anybody cry in your chair?
That's a good question.
If not you, then anybody you've ever worked with. Had a client who's been reduced to tears because of a...
I've seen like this one lady was... Yeah, this one lady was crying and she was mad because this hairstylist thought that she...
Okay, not Rochelle.
Not me, because I don't suck.
Yeah.
this hairstylist... took her scissors and just, I think she grabbed the wrong pair of scissors. Like she was like trying to grab her thinning shears, which thin the hair so they don't cut all the hair.
Those ones which have like the
Little teeth on it.
Yeah.
So they cut a little bit of the hair to thin it out.
Yeah.
And then she grabbed her scissors and she was just kind of like this girl that was just all over the place. Her brain was just always blah, 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 you know, like just not able to concentrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably due to ecstasy.
Okay.
Related experiences.
No names are named, but you know.
No. But I hated her, so I don't really care. Mm-hmm. So she grabbed those scissors, her regular scissors, and she took a big chunk right out of the side of this girl's hair. There is nothing you can do. You can't blend that into bangs. Like you can maybe try and make it into side layers, but it was really short. It was really in an awkward spot.
Oh no.
And this girl was just like, what the fuck? Like just, and then she started crying and she was like, you know, phoning her boyfriend.
Were you an owner of the salon at that time or was that?
No. Because I wouldn't hire someone like her.
Yeah. Okay.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I think what ended up happening is she left. She was so mad. And then she came back and then the stylist left because she was like, I gotta go out and party.
Oh, so somebody else had to deal with it.
No, both of them left.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I was still there cause I was finishing up with a client. Mm-hmm. The girlfriend came back. The girl came back with her boyfriend and because she had forgotten her sunglasses or something. Or she, you know, she was just so upset. Anyway, so I was like, you know what? Please come sit down and let me like try and blend this and try and fix it for you a little bit. And I was able to do that. But it was pretty bad.
Yeah, wow.
I haven't had anybody cry in my chair, though. I don't like not from getting their hair done, but more so for like. Things like emotional
going on in their lives or whatever.
Yeah, because people do end up opening up to you quite a bit.
What is it about about sitting in a salon chair that lets people feel comfortable where they can kind of talk about?
Because it's someone who you know, but you're not like friends with them, but you can talk to them and you can tell them stuff because they don't know any of your friends.
Yeah. It's enough of a
it's like kind of like a distant friendship.
Gotcha.
I guess because like you're never, unless they bring their friends to the salon to get their hair done, like you're never going to meet them. Mm. You're never going to meet the family unless they start telling their family to come to you to get their hair done.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, and also sometimes when you're doing their hair for 3 hours.
Oh yeah.
Like, how can you not talk about stuff?
Like a cut and color, which can take a while.
Yeah, with some people,
which is why I took off with the kids today. So Rochelle can have her time to make that beautiful hairdo of yours.
And I waxed my face.
I trimmed my eyebrows the other day.
Oh my goodness. You know what? When I went for a walk, I was like, what's so weird? And I'm going to show you what's so weird. Like, so I'm like, something feels weird in my pants.
Did you poop in your pants? What's going on here?
This is my magic trick, Eric.
Okay. You're pulling something out of
My pants. And ta-da! It's a sock.
How did that get there? Oh, laundry? Just kind of like...
From laundry, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's so funny. I didn't want to reach down my pants in public.
I'm glad you didn't whip out a penis. I'm very happy that it was just simply a sock. Which
I think you would have noticed that by now, I should hope.
A penis or a
penis?
It's like, I guess this is how it's supposed to work.
Oh, gross.
I would.
So, what's new with you, Eric?
Yeah. Let's just sit down. I'll make some tea. We got to talk. It's like, okay. Oh, what's new with me? You're asking me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I told you I trimmed my eyebrows because they're getting out of hand.
I know they were. Oh, they were. I was laughing at them yesterday.
I know. You're like.
When you were yelling at me, your eyebrows were like. I was like, I think this might be your secret. This might be your secret weapon, is that when you get mad and if you don't trim your eyebrows, they kind of like pop out like porcupine quills.
Oh, they were out of control.
No, like they seriously do.
Oh, I believe you.
You should take a picture of it because it's pretty funny.
No, because
when they're longer.
Oh, okay. Well,
just take a picture of you
in 1 week
with like a super mad face, and you'll see they like.
Oh, I've done that.
Totally pop out.
Because that's what I do. Like when I take care of them, I make that face to make them purposely pop out. So I'm like, okay.
Is that like, is that what your dad's eyebrows do? Is this like the secret man trait from your family?
I think a lot of families have this trait. It happens to men of a certain age. All of a sudden things just kind of get out of control.
Like I noticed Donald Sutherland has that too.
Perhaps. I haven't.
And he doesn't trim them.
Oh, yeah.
They're just long gray ones.
Just kind of swoop up. Like.
Yeah. It's so gross. I don't understand how your eyebrows could be so pokey. Mm. Like, how can your hair be so pokey?
I don't know. It's just, I think it's a different kind of hair. I don't know. I'm not the hair expert. I have this hair story, which I think, seeing as we're talking about salons, I think it kind of fits in with what we're talking about. Sure. This is happening in the States. Some hair salons are opening. And let's have a listen.
Like many small businesses, hair salons around the country are struggling. And one Dallas salon owner is opening her doors tomorrow, despite her state's stay-at-home orders. She told Amber Cagliano she knows about the risks, but she says she sees no other choice.
This woman says she is preparing to break the law. Shelley Luther is vowing to open up her beauty salon in Dallas at 9 a.m. tomorrow, despite the state of Texas ordering all non-essential business.
Yeah, you know, of all the ways that you could probably draw attention to the fact that you're breaking the law, you know, telling everybody that you're going to do it and then having it put on the news on Inside Edition is probably the worst.
Yeah, it seems kind of clever, though.
Mm-hmm. Salon a la mode. Salon with ice cream.
But now, is this good publicity?
I think it is. I think it might work out for her.
Okay.
I love salon names, by the way. Salon a la mode.
Like, that's so stupid.
I'll get back on it. Let's listen.
Businesses to remain closed.
Why are you opening your salon?
I'm behind on my mortgage. I know that a lot of my stylists haven't paid their mortgage payment. It's either come in and make money to be able to feed your families or sit at home and freak out.
Have you had moments where you feel guilty? Maybe this opening of the salon could actually spread the virus.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to get sick and I don't want the virus to spread. It will be one of the safer places for people to go instead of going to Walmart or Home Depot.
Since news broke that she's defying the order, the small business owner and mom of three says her phone has been ringing off the hook with people who want their hair done.
How concerned are you that you're going to open and the police are going to come?
I'm prepared to, you know, take on that if it does happen. I hope it doesn't.
The state of Texas tells Inside Edition if we receive a formal complaint, we will open a case that will be investigated. There are 19 stylists who work at Salon a la Mode. Luther says they need to get back to work immediately. Luther says she'll have strict precautions in place for both workers and clients.
All the stylists really have latex or vinyl gloves that they use. These are extra. We have a mask that each stylist will get that they will wear.
Luther could face serious consequences for opening, including a possible $1,000 fine and even up to 180 days in jail.
No one wants to go to jail, and we hope it doesn't come to that. But if push comes to shove, and that's what happens, I'm willing to take that risk.
Bum, bum, Inside Edition. It's tough for business owners out there right now. And I can see, kind of see where she's coming from with 19 stylists. Good for her.
Yeah, that's a lot of stylists.
Yeah.
I don't really know really what's happening in the States. I've only been watching the Canadian news.
Yeah.
Because that's all that I really need to know right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know in Canada, the government is doing a lot of subsidies and for small businesses.
I don't know how it's working on there. I don't know.
Like, well, that's what Trudeau has been saying when he talks in the morning, every morning to his country. Don't you listen to it?
I'm busy in my basement office hole.
Okay. Well, yeah. And you're watching other stuff.
I'm watching other shows on my second screen while I'm working here.
Well, anyway, that's what he's saying is that they have been helping small business owners. Mm-hmm. They can apply for rent subsidies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happening in the States. I don't know if that's happening. So if it's not happening, I totally get where this lady's coming.
It's tough.
But, you know, like, if every business is going to do that, then everybody's going to go out.
Economic collapse. Yeah.
No, everybody's going to go out of their homes. No one's going to be social distancing if all the businesses open up.
That's true.
Because it's hard enough. Like, I find it really hard not to go places, but there's nowhere to go. So,
well, I was just reading on the news, and this is something I decided not to talk about, but the city of Calgary had a number of parks which they recommended people not go to this weekend, one of which is Norwood Hill Park, because people are out. It's sunny out. They're getting kind of cooped up. They want to go out. And there's certain parks which are just busy, 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 and Norwood Hill being one of them. So.
Yes, we did go there one time, and it was way too busy.
And that was a while back, yeah. But
yeah, I haven't been going to parks on the weekend, but during the week, we have gone to parks. And the last one that we went to wasn't too bad, but it doesn't really seem like it's really hard to keep kids away from other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a problem that I had, was this one family, we ended up walking next to each other, and then I tried to, like, walk faster, but then their kid was walking slower, and we're like, both me and this lady are trying to do social distancing, but it just did not work out with our children. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, it's not like they were, like, touching each other, but
I have some really bad news.
What?
In China, medical researchers say the virus has appeared in the semen of men who have recovered. And so the question is coronavirus something that can actually spread through sex?
Well, shit. That just changes everything, doesn't it?
Is this for real?
Yeah, it's on CNN.
What?
Yeah.
No.
CNN.com. Here we go. You know, if staying in wasn't bad enough, the one thing that we have, they're trying to take that away from us.
What?
The one thing.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about semen being the one thing?
Well,
I don't get it.
Sex.
Okay. Yeah.
Trying to.
So you can't have sex anymore?
I don't know. This is just, I'm bringing this up because I think
this is the reason why I don't watch American television. This is stupid.
Right.
It's the flu. It's the flu virus.
Look, this is not a surprising finding. We've seen this with Zika, with Ebola, with many different viruses that they can live in the reproductive tract. And this can be for months after a male patient has recovered. So we've seen this before. This should not be terribly surprising. The reason that this is really going to be important is because this happens after long, you know, that this can persist long after people are recovered. So then it becomes not just an issue of respiratory transmission, but sexual transmission.
Oh, man.
The big question is, however,
look at her face.
is finding the virus or finding evidence of the virus in semen is one thing, but whether or not it's actually infectious and can be transmittable in this route is the next thing that we actually have to understand. So this is just another example of we are learning about this virus on a daily basis, and this will definitely inform policy going forward. So in the absence of understanding how this will be infectious, it's important for people to know that they should be practicing abstinence or safe sex after being sick. And we learned this with Zika. We learned this with Ebola. This is not new news in general. For
the woman on the right seems very concerned about this whole development.
No, she's got like resting bitch face.
Oh, okay. I thought she was like... Oh.
I thought her camera was frozen until she moved her hand.
She's like,
she is making no facial expression whatsoever.
She's just thinking, oh, man.
It seems that this seems kind of bullshit to
me. Think it is. I think... I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's there, but I don't... Like the epidemiologist was saying... it's probably not transmittable. It's just kind of hanging out and inert or whatever. Not going to do nothing. But can it spread? Who knows? All right. So there's that. It's 1 week. 1 week from now until.
This is the reason. Okay. I did not want to know this. Please do not show me this kind of stuff.
I thought it was funny, but
no, it's not funny because it's just making people worried and fearful of other people. Now people are going to be even more worried and fearful of having sex with other people. This kind of stuff is just so toxic.
I apologize.
Should I lighten the mood a little bit? Yes, right. Please.
So 1 week from now is when the Eurovision Song Contest would have happened. We're now that would have been on the May 16th. They are going to be having something next weekend on May 16th, a special called Europe Shine a Light, in which case they'll be showcasing all the participants.
And we're going to watch it.
We are going to watch it. Yeah, because why wouldn't we watch it? We have that time off anyways. But
what day is it on again?
Next Saturday, May 16th, 2020. So we shall watch it.
All right.
I hope it's not blocked. Like they do the contest. That would be...
Well, don't remind them to do that.
Okay, Eurovision, don't listen to Eric.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but so we're looking forward to that.
So there's not going to be any winners, though.
No, it's just going to be a
spotlight on the talent this year.
Basically, that is it.
Okay.
And it's going to be 2 hours of that. It's not going to be a big... Yeah.
No voting, no winner.
It is what it is.
And then the contestants who are on this year... That's it for them.
Yeah, they may be able to participate next year, but not with the same song.
Okay.
These are the songs and that's it.
Sucks for them, you know? It's like they've, you know, if this one group or person finally found the one song they wanted to enter and then now they can't, now it's just for nothing.
You know, because people who love that Iceland song and are going, that was going to be the one that was going to win this year. Ugh, don't get me started on that one, but. They will not be able to vote for that song.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Iceland one, they're dancing.
The people
around,
with the sweaters,
with their faces on the sweaters.
Oh, yeah, that one was cute. Yeah, yeah.
Cute.
But what about that French guy?
Oh, yeah, your favorite guy. So anyways, let's listen to, we have the 2020 playlist. I think we played a lot of these songs, but let's just go through here. And if we have played it, Rochelle, you can pick the first one. This is some of the songs that we have here. Belarus. Have we listened to Belarus? I don't think we have.
I don't think so, no.
Well, let's have a listen. This is Val and Davidna for representing Belarus.
Cool.
If they were, well, they're representing.
Заплетала во снежную косу меды расплела.
Yes, we have seen this. How could we forget?
The dancer guy.
The dancer guy.
Yeah.
All right.
What about Germany? Have we listened to Germany?
Where was Germany?
It's above Belarus.
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah. Bendolic violent thing.
Sure. Oh, this sounds intense. Violent thing. It's like a movie.
Got that thing that I can't deny. Killing me soft with the big brown eyes. Such a violent thing, would you let me know? Knocking me down like a domino. Oh. You know that I'm right here. I'm working on love. Something I need. I think that you know what I want. You got me on the edge of my seat. Oh, don't tell your mama what you're doing tonight. 24 hours ago, you got that look in your eyes. Don't need your number, 'cause I know you'll be there. Happen all night and the beat don't lie with Christopher. 'Cause if I got you with me tonight, we get low. Guns and Roses all alone. And I wanna hear what you gotta say, but you won't give me no audio.
Coronavirus, this could have been our winner. This could have been our winner.
Really? You like it?
Oh, I love that song. That was fantastic. That was my winner. Now we'll never
like it. His voice was like squeaky.
Bendolic. I don't think that you were at why coronavirus, you're wounded.
I also like the whole story. I don't know. It was stupid.
The song was a banger. It was great.
Trying to be Justin Timberlake, and he's not.
That song was fantastic.
No, it was stupid. I didn't like it.
Oh, what are you talking about? Are you insane?
His voice is like, in the beginning, I don't know. I don't like it. It's like really high pitched and squeaky.
That was a fantastic song.
Can you sing like that?
No.
Try it. Ooh, what a violent thing.
No, I cannot sing.
Sounds stupid, right?
No, that song was fantastic. That was my that is my 2020 winner. And that should have been the 2020 winner if this stupid virus didn't ruin everything.
Okay, let's listen to the French guy again.
Okay, I was going to listen to Australia, but we'll go back to France.
I just want to look at him again.
You want to be, who's your
favorite? Listen to his beautiful song.
Oh, where are you, Mr. French? We did listen to the Netherlands. We listened to... Where are you, France? Where are you, France? France, 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 France. I'm just going by the flags here.
There you go.
Oh, here's...
Tom Lieb.
Oh, you want to listen to this guy again? This is your favorite?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to give you a minute of this
guy.
Do it. Then cut you off.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
You and Tom Lieb can... have your little tryst in your dreams, all right?
I'm going to listen to this all day tomorrow on Mother's Day.
Goodness. Just marry Tom Lieb, why don't you?
Okay.
hey, just a joke. Jokes.
L'ami, comme un écho, comme un reflet à tes mots. Dans mon cœur, je lis un éternel récit. So,
I'm going to pause this. I know what the secret is. I know what the secret is for getting ladies all... Oh,
what?
It's you play your acoustic guitar and sing like this. Like that kind of voice like that.
No, you're doing it too much.
Oh, I'm doing it wrong? I'm doing it wrong?
You're doing it too like.
Well, he basically is doing that.
Don't sound like you're taking a poop.
All right.
Sound like you're like
Zibida.
Passionate.
Oh, I
passionate. But the thing is, he's doing it passionate, but then like subdued passionate, which makes it sexy, right?
Sure.
Listen to it again, and practice tonight, and then you can do a performance, private performance.
I'm giving you 30 more seconds of Tom Lieb, and then you're banished.
You are so controlling.
I'm the guy with the mouse.
I will take it away from you.
I got another
mouse. I'll punch you in the face and I'll take it away from you.
All right. 30 more seconds, then you.
No, can. Just play it off.
I can play the whole song.
Play it off.
Ah.
De toi.
Oh, give me the look.
You are the best in me. Au fond de moi, j'ai compris. You are. Et tout ce qu'on s'est jamais dit revient me hanter jour et nuit. You are the best in me. J'irai au bout des sens, faire voyager mon innocence pour qu'il dort. Tout ce qu'on s'est promis. You are the best in me. Au fond de moi j'ai compris. You are. Et tout ce qu'on s'est jamais dit.
You got me.
Reviens me hanter jour et nuit. You are the best in me. On est lié, mon allié. Même si le temps devait s'arrêter, sans toi, je perds le meilleur de moi. You are the best in me. You are the best in me.
Who's better, Tom Lieber or me?
I'm going to tell you this secret to what? The success of this video. Okay?
All right. What is the secret to the success of Mon Ali, The Best in Me?
Okay.
All right.
I'm writing it all down.
Oh, you're breaking it down. You've got all the formula out.
Yeah.
So let us know what.
Okay, you play a different song.
And okay, well, I'm going to. You compose your thoughts, and I'm going to play the song from Australia. Montagna, don't break me. Let's have a listen. Don't break me. Oh, this looks interesting.
Myself so far for you.
That was Australia's entry for this year. Montagna, don't break me. I didn't like that song at all. I really did not like that song. I think it kind of
seemed like they were trying to do the same sort of vibe as the Israeli song that won last year?
A couple years ago. But like, I just like the song did nothing for me the entire time. This is my thought process, and I'm about to go off script because I was thinking, Australia sent the wrong act to this contest because I have a perfectly good Australian act, which is like this, but 100 times better. and a young lady from Australia. Also has more interesting choreography and better songs, none other than our good friend Chella. So we're going to see.
Oh, yeah. I follow her on Instagram.
But her, like, this is, I'm just going to play one of her more recent videos we've got here.
But she would have to enter into Eurovision.
She would
right?
She'd have to enter.
Like, let's just be clear to our listeners that she did not enter Eurovision. This is just. Should enter Eurovision.
Yeah, so let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, her music videos are really good too.
Oh, here's the one I'm thinking. Yeah, this. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 5 minutes. Actually, Losing Belief is a good one. It's four in a bit. And you can. So I think the choreography in here is pretty good, if I remember correctly.
So it's C H E L A. Chella.
Have I seen this video? I don't. I'm thinking the wrong. So I apologize. I'm just going to see the ground. I want to make sure I get the best one. Sorry, this is bad podcasting. You know, it's whatever.
You know what? You just.
I'll skip ahead.
Dimming the feelings, beginning to leave. have the validation. I'm the one with the muscle. I'm good.
I'm officially starting the cello for Australian Eurovision 2021 committee right now.
Yeah.
Because I think she is the perfect, she's perfect for this contest. And I think
she dances so great.
She has, her choreography is a mixture of, at first glance, it looks silly, but it's also very, very deliberate. Like, she knows what she's doing. She can certainly dance. But it's very unique dancing, of which I've seen no other human being on earth dance.
Because it's, to me, it seems like it's just very raw. Like, she's just feeling the music and she's just dancing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that it's really planned.
So I don't think
it is. Because there's that one music video, my favorite one, is when she just leaves to go somewhere. And then she's just dancing in the street, like, yeah, listening to these headphones. And then she's dancing on the subway and she's dancing by this fence. And like, I think that's great. I love that video.
I want her to be in Eurovision. Perfect entry. See, she can do it.
Yeah.
This total package. The voice.
I agree.
The look. The dancing. Agree. The songs.
Yeah. And I also like her aesthetic. It's kind of, it's this like 90s vintage aesthetic. But then what we're paused on right now is her face is painted half in gold and half in silver. And then she's wearing a white suit. And then there's like these little ball things that are hanging from their heads. And there's three of them, her and then two other guys on each side of her. And it's like, how do they come up with this? And you're just thinking like, well, these artists are just getting together and they're just fucking around and then coming up with something awesome. And I like that. I like seeing that because it's not, you know, mass manufactured, and you know that it's them who's doing it.
All right. Yeah. So you.
Okay. So
you've got it all figured out, Rochelle.
Yes, I have it figured out. I know the trick. And if you follow all of these guidelines, Eric, you too can become, what's his name again?
Tom Leib.
Tom Leib. Yeah. You can become as desirable as Tom Leib.
Are you saying I'm not as desirable
listen to
you?
Me,
as
listen Tom. To me.
All right.
Okay. Not just to me, but to everybody. Mm. If you post a video like this and you follow all of my guidelines, you will have all these women lusting after you the same way that Tom Leib does.
I am all ears, Rochelle.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Go on.
Casual shirt unbuttoned.
Okay.
Okay. Because then ladies are thinking about unbuttoning it more.
There's
so
a guy.
Only up to a certain point. And then he was wearing just like a t-shirt type thing underneath it.
Because there's a guy who knows how to operate power tools.
That too. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Kind of looks kind of handy, but still neat and clean.
Okay.
A shadow beard. So,
like
2 days not shaved.
Gotcha.
Right? So it's like hairy, but not too hairy.
Yeah.
Just shows that masculinity. Raspy kind of voice.
Okay.
Okay. Not high pitched like that Justin Timberlake dude.
That song. I still love that song.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. You and your stupid song.
Complimenting her.
Yes.
The whole song is complimenting her.
That song was directed like this, laser guided to all the women in Europe. Like, you know, like
that's, I know this is
that
what
song
I'm
was written
you.
For women.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I mentioned this before, casual but clean.
Yes.
Ballad serenading type song. Jeans. I found it important to mention jeans because it shows that he's rugged, but still nice.
Yes.
Like, you know, like he's not wearing sweatpants.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Jeans.
But he's not wearing dress pants.
So if you're watching that video and then all of a sudden they just pan down and he's wearing this like gray
sweatpants. It would ruin it. Okay. Not done yet. Acoustic. I think is very important that it's acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the video, he's looking down in deep thought about her.
Yes.
Found that really important. And then because it also makes it like almost like he's unreachable to the other women because he's thinking so much about her. But then you know what that does?
What?
It just makes other women desire him more because they feel like they can't get him.
Gotcha.
Right?
Wow. You've got the formula.
Yes. It's also probably because I did watch that show Nashville for a while. I was really into that show.
Okay.
And all the guys, like the country singers, most of them kind of do this kind of stuff too.
I thought, here's a video I thought you would appreciate. And these people are doing good work.
These guys do not look hot.
This is not about being hot. This is about doing good work.
Okay, so very different topic.
This has nothing to do with Eurovision.
Okay.
These guys don't sing, but they're doing something that I think you...
I see with the title.
Yes.
The Hunt for Lost Apple Varieties.
These guys...
Interesting.
I know. This is right up your alley.
It might be here. Let's stop right here. Okay. Can you take the GPS coordinates right here? It might
be. Dave Benscotter and EJ Brandt are on the hunt. Their target? Old apple trees.
What we're trying to do is recover apples that in the last 100 or so years.
Isn't this guy have the best job in the world? Sorry.
About to be extinct.
Is this actually his job?
Well, I don't, maybe that's what he calls himself, but the title on the video called David
Lost or thought
something
to be.
David Benscotter, apple detective. That's the best job in the world.
People would just think that he was talking about computers.
The last 100 or so years have been lost or thought to be extinct. Back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there was approximately 250 apple varieties growing in eastern Washington and northern Idaho. Today, at least 25 of those varieties are believed to be extinct.
There were once at least 17,000 named apple varieties in North America, trees planted by homesteaders who relied on them to survive. Now, less than one quarter of those varieties remain. Experts call the missing ones lost apples. But some of those lost apples are still growing. Finding them is the challenge.
We obtained a ledger book from a relative of a nurseryman who was in Whitman County in the late 1800s. And in that ledger book were a number of receipts.
By pairing names on receipts with old property maps, E.J. Brandt tracked down a lost variety called the Regmillard at the edge of a wheat field in Troy, Idaho. Wow.
The last known instance of this apple was in 1901.
With old-fashioned detective work.
I don't think this one has been totally identified.
And a lot of shoe leather, the retired FBI agent and the avid historian have found 13 lost varieties.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But it's a race against time as aging trees are dying or being cut down before they can be preserved. That preservation work takes place here, nearly 400 miles away in Molalla, Oregon. That's where botanists at the Temperate Orchard Conservancy analyze apples shipped to them from across the West.
You never know what this variety is going to offer. The climate is changing. We are warmer here in Oregon than we were 10, 15 years ago even. And so you have to have varieties that can last, that can grow, produce fruit, survive the heat.
When a lost variety is found, the apple detectives return to the field and take cuttings from the aging tree to graft to a host tree and maintain the variety for another generation.
I don't want it lost in time. I want to give back to the people so that they can enjoy what our forefathers did.
For these apple detectives, each tree is a piece of living history, holding stories from the past and a promise for the future. For Market to Market, I'm Peter Tubbs.
So I thought this was... I thought you'd be interested in this for a couple of reasons, just because of what you told me about your grandfather who grafted trees?
My mom's dad, he grafted trees in his backyard. So he had, I don't know, at least four or five apple trees in his backyard, and then he grafted different species onto them.
Yeah. But
that's cool. I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah, but I had no idea that there were that many different varieties of apples.
Yeah, I had no idea either.
Because, you know, you go to the grocery store, you see the same half dozen maybe varieties.
Well, there probably are a lot of apple varieties that, like, man-made. Is that possible?
Yeah, through, I don't know, magic.
I don't know how it works. But, that's pretty cool. I mean, we've been thinking about, we have to plant a new tree eventually in front of our house. And I have been thinking about getting an apple tree because our family loves applesauce. And I grew up on homemade applesauce from an apple tree in my backyard. And the apple tree I don't know if in my dad's backyard right now, but the apple tree in our older house was yes. planted and grafted by my grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these, I think it's interesting. Like these guys are finding like this one tree in like, you know, by looking at documents going, okay, you know, 100 years ago that there was this tree on this land. They go, oh, it's still there. Still bearing fruit.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Do you think, okay, the one thing that I keep thinking about yes. is that maybe the way that we live right now in the city structure, mm-hmm. everybody relying on, you know, the grocery stores.
Yes.
And do you think that's like, I'm kind of thinking that maybe that's not a good idea, that maybe we should be living on farmlands farther away from each other and having our own farm animals and chickens. I am obsessed with getting chickens. I just want to be able to get chickens, and we can't do it in our backyard. We can't do it in the city limits.
Cannot do
like
it.
We can have a garden. We're having a garden. We're yes. growing a garden. We have yes. for the last while, but the city will still not let us have chickens. And you know, it's kind of like,
should we protest?
Like,
Michelle?
I think that we should just do it. We should just get chickens, pigs, whatever, and be like, fuck you, city. You suck.
I feel that would be shut down pretty damn quick.
How can they shut it down? They can't just steal it from us. One of my friends had a pig in her backyard for the longest time until they killed it and ate it.
What?
Yeah.
Who did this?
This girl, Kaylee, who worked for me for a while.
She had a pig?
Yeah. They had a pig. They had a little pig. And I think probably the neighbors just thought they got a pet pig. But it wasn't a pet. They were feeding it to get it bigger. And then they then they killed it. And then they had one of those pig roast things where you like roasted it in the ground for like hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. Like,
and then they had a big party and ate the pig.
Wow.
Yummy.
I suppose. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And no one, but I feel like I feel like a pig would be a lot of work. You know, it's
no, you just give it the compost stuff that you're going to throw in the compost anyway.
Pigs eat a lot anyways. Like,
they eat scraps.
Okay.
Well, and then if you want to kill someone, you just feed it to your pig.
This might be an after the show discussion. All right. I don't want to talk about killing anybody on the air.
Oh my goodness. All right. I think we should just get chickens. Seriously. Nobody will notice.
They're loud.
And if they notice, we'll just give them some eggs and they'll be like, oh, these are the best eggs I've ever had.
And there'll be more as long as you shut your mouth.
Exactly.
Keep your mouth shut and you'll get all the eggs you need. But if you open your trap, you cut off.
No more eggs for you.
You cut off.
See, if we had a house on the other side of our street,
yes,
it would be perfect because there's nothing behind their backyards except for a road.
That's true.
Right? So they'd only have to really talk to the neighbors. And those backyards are massive.
Look, the ones on
just
the...
next house we buy, we have to keep in mind that we want chickens.
All right. We'll buy for the chicken when we upgrade.
All right. Deal.
Sounds like a plan. Well, thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. I feel like we covered a lot of different things on the show tonight, on how to be a sexy French man, to grow having chickens
in your
backyard.
I'm really excited for when you're going to make that music video of you singing with all of those guidelines that I made for you. I wrote them down so you can, and I made little boxes so you can check it when you do it right.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to hold on to this. And I'm going to keep this in mind. I think I can get most of these. Some I might need to work at, but I can get most of this.
Yeah. You might have to go to Merck's Work Warehouse
to get like
and get like a casual shirt.
All right.
You just have golf shirts. Those are not hot, just by so you know that.
Really?
It's a different kind of hot. It's like nerdy hot.
Okay.
Which is not going to work with this kind of hot.
This is a totally different type of
this
hot.
This is a different kind of hot.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, this is a little bit lumberjacky hot.
Okay.
Like, if you got a black and red lumberjack shirt, that'd be perfect.
That'd be great?
Yeah.
All right.
You should actually get one of those anyway.
I'll go to the store very soon and I'll get one of those.
Yeah.
And they'll just start serenading you in French.
Sounds great.
Woohoo! thanks for listening to the show. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can, first of all...
I'm not on Twitter.
Well, you can follow... So if you want to follow Rochelle on Instagram, you can do so. Rochelle Skilling Art, you can see what she's been up to in terms of the interesting things that she's been creating lately. Like,
I have started to make a graphic novel, but it might be more like a graphic short story. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out on Rochelle Skilling Art.
Yeah, on Instagram. And,
on Instagram. And you can check out Eric on Tip Tap Tip on Instagram. And if you want to send us a message, if you're bored and you're at home and you're like, I don't know what to do, you know what? You can just send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com, if you see any good news stories. Because, you know, there's sometimes you're just bored and you're like, I don't know what to do. So, you know what? Look up some crazy stories. Send them our way. We're always looking for some good content.
I have nothing more to add to that. Thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Because when I touch you, I just want to touch your skin, baby. Don't want to be bothered with your pinkies. Now we're going to do this a little at a time. Just slowly, little by little. Yeah. Deeper. 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 Oh, right there, baby. Okay, that's the key to the kingdom, baby. Feels so good. Just let me stay right there for a little while, I know. Don't move away from me. Oh. Give it up. Ain't no use. I can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up, ain't no doubt. I'm so in love with you, for me there's no way out. 'Cause deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, your tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager, girl, feel your sweet lips on my face. Please you and squeeze you. Anytime or any place, 'cause I'm gonna love you, love you, love you a little more. I'm gonna need you, need you, need you every day, yeah. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you in every way, baby. Time it looks like love is here to stay. As long as I shall live, I'll give you all I have to give. 'Cause deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager, girl, feel your sweet lips on my face. Please you and squeeze you anytime or any place. 'Cause I'm gonna love you, love you, love you a little more, baby. I'm gonna need you, need you, need you every day, yeah. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you in every way, baby. to me, baby. I gotta back up a minute, girl. Let me back up, catch my breath for a minute. God. I always knew we'd be great together, baby, but this is much better than I expected. You got me crossing my eyes and biting my tongue and getting cramps in my toes trying to hold back, baby, but hell, I don't think I can hold it back much longer.
Give it to me.
I don't want to stop and I don't want to keep on, but baby, I might as well let it go, baby. Feels too good to stop. Hold back. Ain't no way. This time it looks like love is here to stay. As long as I shall live, I'll give you all I have to give. Cause deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, if tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager, girl, feel your sweet lips on my face. Please you and squeeze you anytime or any place. Cause I'm gonna love you, love you, love you a little more, babe. I'm gonna need you, need you, need you every day, yeah. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you in every way, baby. Made me do. I want you to hold on to me for a while. Keep me wrapped up just like you got me. Don't let me go, baby. Oh, I still feel good. Oh, I love what you're doing to me now, baby. Ah. Yeah, just keep on doing that, baby. Oh, oh. Look what you're doing to me, baby. Oh, gotta have some more, baby.